As Congress prepares to wrap up its 2019 session, two major pieces of legislation to fund the federal government remain unresolved. One would provide all federal workers with paid family leave. The National Defense Authorization Act is an annual bill that lays out next year's Defense Department budget. It mostly covers military spending, like shipbuilding and overseas operations. But the 2020 plan has a new benefit for all civilian federal workers.
If you need parental leave, that's a father or a mother, then you get 12 weeks paid.
Hawaii Senator Brian Schatz wrote a provision into the defense bill that will guarantee paid family leave for the federal government's 2 million employees, 20,000 of whom work here in Hawaii. Schatz says paid family leave should be afforded to all American workers, and that making it so would reduce turnover and save money.
This actually saves the government money. This saves employers money in the end.
The bill has already passed the House and appears to have enough bipartisan support to pass the Senate. Congress must also pass a general spending bill to fund the rest of the government going into 2020. Last year, failure to reach an agreement resulted in the longest federal shutdown in U.S. history. Schatz says that package is 95% complete and a shutdown seems unlikely. But he cautioned that at the moment, nothing in the nation's capital is a sure thing. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.